You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM on this Thursday, December 21st, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Herger. Joining me today is Corky Reynolds once again. And Corky, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastically. I mean, when it's December 21st and the temperature's 34, not much wind in Crookston, Minnesota, got to be doing pretty well.
Absolutely. It's been another busy month once again, winding down the calendar days here on this 2023 year. Where would you like to start?
Well, we did have a special council meeting last night here in the city. The reason for that is our council meetings are typically on the second and fourth Mondays. Well, the fourth Monday of December this year is Christmas. We certainly wouldn't have it on that day. The council made the decision that we would not have it on the 26th, so we moved it back a bit so that we could get our business done, our work done, and all of the staff and the council members could enjoy the holiday.
Yeah, that's very nice, and it's also got to be nice to be able to take care of some things earlier rather than later.
Yes, and one of the things that we took care of last night was, one, adopting the city budget. And that was important because we need to get that done so we know where we're entering 2024. And maybe more importantly to most people, we did decide on the levy percentage increase. And, you know, many people 2 weeks ago came and expressed their concerns about this proposed levy of 65.09%. And that was worked on and ended up at 18.038, and that's actually lower than last year. Now, that's the levy rate, not the tax rate. And we went through that calculation of the tax rate then, which came out to be the tax rate in the city will be increased by 4.5% essentially. The last year's tax rate was 64.322. Well, now you add 4.5% onto that and you get 68.812. That's the tax rate, and that's the most important figure for people to consider as they look at their proposed tax statements. I think that's one of the confusing things to citizens in Crookston is the proposed tax rate comes out later in the fall, early winter perhaps, and that's proposed. Cities and municipalities and the county itself have until December 28th to alter that proposed tax rate, and that's exactly what the city did. So we will be certifying that levy increase before December 28th, and then the county will, as it should, prepare final tax statements, and that's what your taxes will actually be and payable in 2024.
It can get very confusing. There's a lot of numbers, a lot of percents thrown out there. And, you know, when, as you had mentioned, it's the proposal, and that's what it was at the time. Things were still getting worked out, and it was still a very confusing time, but now things seem to be a lot more finalized.
I believe, well, they are finalized. Last night, the council passed that levy increase, which correlates then to that 4.5% increase in the tax rate. And actually, we went through at the council level, and the citizens who were there last night took their proposed tax statement, showed them how to calculate down to what the dollar amount. And that's what I'm interested in. That's what people in general are interested in. What does it mean to me in dollar and cents? And the way that Minnesota has set up its tax structure, it is very confusing. It is percentages, which a lot of people don't understand. I get it. I don't always understand them in my role as city administrator. And moving percentages back and forth, and this percentage makes this tax rate percentage, that's confusing. But we did go through that at the council level, and I'm willing to, and our finance director is willing to speak with anybody about that, how we can show them what we believe the approximate dollar amount would be with our new levy.
You talked briefly about how the community a couple of weeks ago, they had shared their concerns, shared their comments. How important is it to hear the community's perspective?
Well, I think it's very important in many respects. We had about 50 people in the council chambers at our meeting on, I believe it was the 11th, and we had 20 speakers. Many of them echoed the same thought that this was just too much. I think there was some misunderstanding that the 65% levy increase was permanent. That's what it was going to be. I think many of the people who were there understand that better now. They may not agree, and philosophically, we get that. May not agree that there should be that percentage increase or any increase. And they express concerns about services. What are we getting for our money? Just like you and I do when we're shopping or when we're dealing with a local merchant or getting repairs on our home. What are we getting for our money? Very legitimate and essential to the effective process here in the city. The administration and the council took comments to heart. Now, we did make some changes in our proposed budget, which did, in fact, reduce the proposed levy and then the city's tax rate. So, yes, it's important, and we appreciate that. It's always a bit nerve-wracking for council members and members of the city staff because you prepare what you think is a good budget. You think it's well-reasoned, but you can't always see everything, and citizens' input is important.
And that's one of the many reasons why it is so important to hear from the citizens, because there are so many of them that can have a different perspective, or maybe it hits home for them different than it would for some of the other council members.
100%. And we're always open to listening. And again, even in the future, if you have a concern as a citizen, as a listener to this station, if you want to write that down, if you want to call that in, if you want to make an appointment with the appropriate person, always willing to listen. Can't guarantee we're always going to change it, but we'll listen and see if it makes sense within the realm of the entire population of Crookston.
What are those ways that people can call in or stop
by? Well, they can just call the city's telephone number, 218-281-1232. They can stop into City Hall. Department heads would appreciate a heads up, so to speak, so that we can make time for it. We're not always available just if somebody drops in. That's not intentional because we're doing other things, but they can call, they can stop in. They can even, enter the webpage we have and ask questions. They can write them out, drop them off, mail them. However you want to communicate, we're receptive to that.
Is there anything else to be done between now and the end of the year?
For the city or for citizens?
For the city.
Yeah, well, we have to get these certifications up to the county. Where they'll then record them and make them part of the process for 2024. We're also analyzing our budget for 2023 in the sense of, at this time of the year, often and generally, there have to be transfers from certain funds to certain other funds. Let's say a fund was not all spent. Well, where do we put that? Do we put that in the general reserve? Do we put it in an assigned or committed reserve? How does that best correlate with the city's needs? So those types of things are necessary to be done, and we'll be doing those until the 28th of the year, and that's a big task for our finance department and myself as administrator to make those calls, if you will. And if we are short in a fund, should we bolster that fund? We don't want to carry forward deficits. That's not our idea. So those kind of financial monetary decisions are yet to be made. And also depending on the weather conditions, I mean, typically at this time of the year, our public works department is planning, how are we going to take care of the next snowstorm? Where are we going to put that snow? We used to be able to dump it in Central Park. Well, now we're improving Central Park. That's not a dumping ground anymore. So we have to make decisions about where we dump that snow. We have a new public works director who's making some changes in snow removal policy. Just last night, we had a brief discussion at the council level about emergency routes in the city. We've had emergency routes that have been established for decades. Well, with our population shifts where they're logistically located? Does it make sense to have those same routes? Do we need additional routes? Do we need fewer routes? And also deciding on what really is an emergency route intended to do. One of the things that we've talked about in the Public Works Department is, do we want to encourage people to be out during, you know, snowstorms? If we're trying to clear the roads, we're trying to clear paths for those things to the hospital, to the Villa St. Vincent, to the police station, those kind of things. Well, we have to re-examine that because really no one could articulate last night how and when we developed our snow emergency policy. So we're taking a look at that again.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to revisit who knows when the next time we're going to see the snow. We've been all anticipating seeing snow for quite some time, but the weather has been cooperating for some, that is. And is that all right that it, you know, you have a little bit of time to kind of figure out a plan to develop rather than in the midst of, you know, a foot of snow being out there?
Well, in emergencies or in anxious situations, one doesn't always make the best decisions. So this is, yes, fortunate for us that we do have some time. You know, if you look at the long range forecast, you're not looking at any extreme weather conditions, but, you know, maybe they flipped the coin on the wrong side, the weatherman, and it's going to change. But yes, it's been fortunate to us so that we can take a reasoned look at this and get input from a lot of different individuals and entities about what might be the best emergency route in our city.
When do you anticipate coming up with a final route?
Well, we're shooting for January 8th, but again, we've got the holiday in there. In fact, two holidays. We'll see. But that's our goal, and if not, hopefully we'll have it by the second meeting, which would be, I believe, the 22nd of January. That's our goal, to bring that to the council for their analysis and input.
So that'll be something interesting that we'll have to talk about possibly the next time we see each other in January. Also, Houston Avenue, there was a presentation there.
Yes, Houston Avenue here, for people who are familiar with the city, it's across the street from where the American Legion used to be, that area, and then going south on Ash Street and splits off to Houston. They had a presentation last night about their concerns about the erosion of their bank on the riverside. There are a series of houses, I believe up to eight houses, that are potentially affected by that. And they're concerned about their backyard sloughing into the river, and they documented that well. And they asked what the city would be in a position to do. And as a city, we indicated we're typically, and we don't buy out homes, but we can be a facilitator. We can be a conduit to try to work with local agencies, the Watershed District, the DNR, state agencies, perhaps, and also federal agencies, FEMA and other federal agencies, to see if there are grants, if there are funding sources available to consider a buyout in that area. One of the factors there is that those homes are not in the 100-year floodplain. That's just one factor, but they certainly are experiencing sloughing of their backyards, of the dikes. And they had a very good presentation. The original presenter was not available, but they had someone who stood in for her, and she did a really good job as well, just showing us photographs at the council level, giving us information, documentation. The watershed person, Ms. Burnt, was there, also contributed and listened. And so we're going to try to be a facilitator, an ombudsman, if you will, to try to coordinate these efforts to see what, if anything, can be done to address what those residents wanted. And those residents expressed very clearly they would like their homes to be purchased. Now, whether that can be done, who knows for sure, but I think it's going to take a coordinated effort by the city, watershed, state and federal entities to see if that can happen.
How long does a process like that typically
take? Well, that, how long is a piece of string? It depends on what you're looking at. I mean, it can take as short a period of time as probably 12 to 18 months, or it could extend for years. And we have to go back and look at history. You know, after the flooding event of the 2000s, there was a change in the diking system there. One of the concerns of those residents was that diking system artificially altered the course of the river, which caused increased sloughing and erosion. We'll have to look at that. We'll have to look at a lot of things, bring those facts up, and see what we can do to assist in a determination about whether they can, in fact, generate or we can find sources to buy them out.
Council is also looking at that marketing position. We talked a little bit about that last time. And
yes,
again,
that position's potential creation is very exciting on one hand, but a number of people at the Truth in Taxation hearing expressed concern about that. Maybe that's not the best use of resources. And those considerations were taken in the decision making, but the council really wants to move ahead with that. And it's kind of an interesting position. It's an events coordinator marketing. Crookston has many, many things that are exciting, that are worthwhile events, and maybe we don't brag enough about some of the things we have. I was trying to think of some examples on the way over here. One is the ice show. We have a really good ice show in March. Well, local residents and participants, grandparents, parents, other people who know about it, but what about the region? You know, how many other towns have ice shows and how many have the quality that we have? We host many, many baseball events in the summer. We've hosted sub-region tournaments here for the American Legion. And there's consideration now of putting in a bid for the American Legion state tournament to be held in Crookston. Well, if we're able to get that type of event, that's something that can be marketed. People will come. You know, if you build it, they will come. So potentially marketing events like that, marketing our merchants, our downtown area, just a stronger presence in that media field, telling people about what we have here in Crookston.
And is that the main significance of creating that job, is to attempt to bring people into Crookston, whether it's for an event for the weekend or for a day or a night or long term?
100%. It's not a limited scope. We're not just looking at bringing them in for extended stays. Those would be great, but just come for a day. See what we have. Come for that ice show. Come for that baseball tournament. Come for our community theater. Come for our groups that come in and sing, the artist series, I call it. It may be differently named now, but we have those things that can benefit our region as well as our town. We don't have a real solid, concerted effort by one group or one individual. We think a marketing position can really enhance that, bringing people to Crookston, see what we got, experience what we have here, and come back again.
And when do you anticipate kind of finalizing that position and eventually starting the opening of applications?
Well, we first have to develop a job description. We have worked with the University of Minnesota Crookston marketing class. They have done surveys and they have given us examples or suggestions about the job description, which we're considering. Once we have that description, then we will go out and place advertisements for an individual. I would hope that we could get that position fully in place by the end of March. That's a hope. It just depends on how quickly those things can happen, but we're moving forward. We will have meetings with council members and with other interested entities and people to firm that up and then get that out into the marketplace, saying we have this position. It's being funded within the budget. It's being funded by reserves. The council took that step to say, we want it funded, we want it moving ahead. So the money's in place, we need that description, then we can go solicit people to apply for that.
Finalizing all of those details is...
Right. I hope we get it done by the end of March.
All right.
Again, a goal.
Yeah, another goal, a couple of good goals here for the early part of 2024.
For sure.
One last question before I let you go.
Sure.
In your role as city administrator for 2023, did you learn anything?
Oh, learned a lot of things. I learned that we have a really excellent staff, department heads, and they are a real team. They really think about each other. They integrate their ideas with one another. We have a hardworking staff, and we really have concerned citizens. We may not always hear about it. We may not always appreciate it. But we really do have a large volume of people in Crookston who really want the best for Crookston. I've learned that. And I've also learned that they're not necessarily afraid to speak out. Sometimes that's uncomfortable within the city. You get criticism, but most, if not all, of that criticism doesn't have malice. It's not ill-intended. The people who are expressing their concerns are genuinely considering what they think will help the city as a whole. You know, once in a while we get very isolated. This would just help me. But overall, I think there is a generation of a real concern for Crookston. I've also learned that the younger generation doesn't really participate as much as you would hope. And we encourage people, you know, that 45 and younger, come on out, participate. Give us your ideas. We appreciate that. And the other thing I've learned is that if you get told no, it doesn't mean it's a bad idea. It just means it wasn't the right time.
Well, Corky, thank you very much for joining us, not just today, but throughout the year. I hope you have a happy holidays and look forward to speaking with you sometime in 2024.
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you here. And we'll be back in 24.
Yes, we will. So that was Corky Reynolds, the city administrator on today's Valley Talk program.